The county medical examiner said a 36-year-old man was found unresponsive in San Jose and later died in late February. A postmortem found xylazine, more commonly known as tranq, in his system. Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez says Narcan won't reverse a tranq overdose, but it's critical for treating opioid overdoses.
Naloxone would not harm someone under the influence of xylazine, but it may just save their life.
Naloxone was recently approved for over-the-counter distribution and is free at many community sites. Under the proposal, which the Board of Supervisors will take up Tuesday, the county would provide Narcan to the libraries from funding provided by the state. Supervisor Otto Lee put forward the plan to provide libraries with Narcan. He said anyone can save a life using the kit.
They come in kits, which usually contain two nasal spray applicators, which is very, very easy to use.
County administrators will present a report to the full board Tuesday, breaking down the costs and implementation plan for the libraries. Mira Parwiz-Shamel is Director of Addiction Medical Services with Santa Clara County. She says the state will provide the funding, but the county has a backup plan should the supply become scarce from the state.
If there are shortages, Santa Clara County has made a commitment to make it available to its residents by using opioid settlement funds that we will purchase outside of the Narcan availability through the state.
Between 2019 and 2021, fentanyl-related overdose deaths climbed in Santa Clara County from 25 to 125. That's according to data from the California Department of Public Health. Santa Clara County has previously made Narcan available at high schools and the county jail. Supervisor Cindy Chavez says the libraries are a logical next step.
We also won't stop there. We want to make sure it's available in public transportation, in bars and restaurants, and music venues.
Meanwhile, Democratic Assemblyman Matt Haney has introduced a similar measure in the state legislature that would require venues like bars, libraries, gas stations, and single-room occupancy hotels to have Narcan on hand. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.